So I'm going to start from the beginning, I guess. Thank you for the introduction, Dave. My parents used to disappear. They were never around for me. They would leave me money to keep me busy, no matter what I did, because they were oblivious to whatever I did. We moved to New York. I didn't even know anyone. So what I did was I go to the park across the street from my house on 77th Street in Versailles Drive, and I met some people, some kids who were older than me, and they were playing a game called Johnny and the Pony. But you needed $10 to join the game. Right away, I wanted to join and for them to accept me, which I did. They realized I had money, and the next day they were inviting me to go to the racetrack. I said, they're not going to let me in. I was only 11. But fortunately, I met, or unfortunately, I met a teller who worked at the racetrack, and he would tell us the horses to bet, the races to give, the races to bet. And it turned out I won a lot of money that day, which is the worst thing that could have happened to me because I saw an easy way to make money and a lot of fun at the same time. So I started skipping school and shop in Hebrew school. And I went every day as if I didn't have enough money. I would start stealing from my parents, my brothers, not only from them, but supermarkets. And then I found underneath the park trains, and I would steal from the train station. I started stealing from all the trains and all the stores until I was caught, and my parents were told about it, so they moved to Lawrence, Long Island. But nothing really changed. My parents still disappeared on me. So I would do whatever I could to meet new friends. And I would bring them to my house and we would play poker or pool in my basement. And I would bring them to the racetrack and my stealing would start stealing again to get money and cutting school all over again. My parents got so pissed off, they sent me to a private school in Asbury Park, right near the racetrack. And of course, I found the kids who gambled. I started handing out football sheets. I started playing poker with them, and I was bringing them to the racetrack. Got so bad that the teacher tried to stop me, and I beat the teacher up, so I got thrown out of school. And then my parents sent me to a single student school, and I couldn't get away with it there. So my parents, excuse me, but I would start a full same thing as in me and pool what team I would like to begin. And my brother introduced me to my first bookmaker. Although I only made a few dollars a week that day, I would still gamble whatever I could. I would go be at all the games. And then I had to join the army. And again, I would get them to bet with me. And we played poker. And I'd book all the action from all the players in the army until I got released when my training was over. Now I'm working for my dad and I was making a few bucks, but it didn't stop me from gambling with the bookmaker. And then when I got married, I chose to leave my honeymoon. My honeymoon was on a Sunday, but I decided to leave and stay at Isle Wild Airport on Saturday so that I can make my bets, get all my bets in. My wife should have realized what kind of person I was because she got out of the shower and caught me on the phone with the bookmaker. And she kept wondering why, while I was in Mexico, that I got a bill from the hotel for all the phone calls I made in order to get results of my action. Well, then my father died, and I inherited the business and a financial windfall. And now I could bet what I wanted because, in order to fool my wife, I went and I wanted to gamble. I would build a home on the water and buy a second piece of property, and I'd decorate the pool, decorate the house with a pool and a boat so she wouldn't suspect my gambling. I had no salary. My check got deposited, and she got all the money, but she didn't realize the money that I was stealing from my business to gamble. So you never suspected that I was gambling at that time. I would leave work and go to the racetrack, or play cards all night, and leave to go to a Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, and World Series, any sporting event, and neglecting my family and stealing from my business. And it would take my, and the bookmaker wouldn't take my bets anymore. So I had to wind up betting with a customer. I meet him at 2 o'clock in the morning at my factory in Inwood. And I would give him the merchandise. And all of a sudden, everything I took for granted was taken away from me. My business folded. I had to pay the government. And because of the family gambling, I had a wife and three kids. I had no job. I had to give up the home I built where my kids were born in. I wanted to kill myself because I couldn't support my family. But I remembered that a neighbor told me about a GA. And suddenly I joined GA in 1980, and I decided not to gamble anymore. I've been doing the right thing, and eventually we turned things around by the help of Gamblers Anonymous and the members of the program who came before us. And my wife decided to join GA with me. And made my kids bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs. I sent them to college. I was the active member and program. Today I go to more meetings than I ever did before because I never wanted to gamble again. I learned so much from GA program. I was learned how to change myself, how to be a different person, how to be honest, how not to steal, and I have an open mind in the program. The program taught me everything, and my wife joined program with me over the 45 years. We're married 55 years, 45 of those years we were in program. Program saved our marriage and saved our life. And I will continue to go. I'm not well that well right now, so I'm going to indoor meetings. I'm going to step meetings. I'm going to meetings, as many meetings as I can. I go to Zoom meetings, phone meetings, and I meet so many smart people who teach me how to change. They taught me to be a better person and have an open mind with what's happening. Because when my father died, I stopped believing in God. And when I came into GA, they told me they read the Blue Book. And the Blue Book was so religious, I said, I'm not listening to the Blue Book anymore. But today, I learned to have an open mind about God from my friends in the meetings that I go to, and they've helped me so much to have an open mind and be a good GA member. And thanks for letting me share today. I know I have 10 minutes left, but that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry.
Man, I couldn't hardly get off of that. I mean, fabulous, fantastic, Gene, fantastic. I love it. I love it. And you know that is the path. That is like the hardships is the pathway to peace. That is really something because we all suffered and we came through it to find peace. I love it. I love it. Everybody's story is so similar, yet it's different. But we all suffered the same. Okay, this question time, so get ready for the good stuff. All right. Oh, here we go. Who was first, Luca or
Smokey,
Smokey?
Smokey, Smokey was.
Okay, Smokey. Hey,
Hey, my brother Ted. What's going on, man? How's Marty doing? You got an update on him?
Marty's still in the hospital. He had some procedures done, and I don't have a new update as of
Well,
yesterday.
so the question I got, Ted. And I've been seeing a lot of people from New Jersey, New York, and I tell them to call you guys, but I don't think they call you. But here's the key. We came in, you came in 1980, I came in 1985. And why is the perspective different? Why is it different today for a person as a compulsive, as not accepting our compulsive gambler through all this social media? Do you think it's more difficult today than me and you had it?
I mostly did because many years ago when I came in, we used to have meetings at each other's houses. We used to have conferences. We used to go away to the country and have conferences. People would come to my house. We didn't have any money in those days, so people would come to my house and the wives would bring food. And we would all do what it took to stay in program. And today it seems to be different, especially these young kids today. I mean, I didn't have a cell phone. I had a call in the middle of the winter at a pay phone to call my
Yep.
bookmaker and have him call me back. Today, you can't watch TV without seeing gambling on TV. Today they don't. They all don't believe in a pressure group. They get bailed out by their parents, and they gamble with credit cards, and they make deals with credit cards. Those things weren't happening yesterday, and there's more young kids today than there ever was because of the situation that's going on. My opinion, Dennis.
Joseph, well, I give you another question. Here's not a question. So it's Smokey, man. Joseph is my real name. You met me before with Marshall and his dad on the big guy. I was a trustee for 10 years. The availability of credit is the major enabler here today, in my opinion. The availability of credit. You don't need any credit to get money from the TV or from the phone or from the stupid accounts. And that's my opinion. Thank you, Ted. I hope you feel better. And Ted and Walt and Joseph, Walt and Henry says hi to you from Saturday, I mean Sunday morning meeting. We love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Hulk. Okay, who is it, Luca? Okay.
Yeah, thank you for letting me ask. Ted, thank you for a wonderful talk. It's a story that reminded me a lot of myself. I also started gambling as a kid. I was 12. And I can remember very vividly. I would get hooked on it immediately. on the sports betting, and afterwards, now I'm 26, and then I had crypto. So, what really inspires me that you were able to walk on that path without Zoom. So without having the option to hop on a meeting whenever things are bad. And I admire all of you who are generation before Zoom, so GA before Zoom, because I don't know if I could make it. And that gives me hope that it's possible. Thanks for your show.
Thank you, Luca.
Luca, if I could make it with everything falling apart in my life, you can too. You've got a family to worry about. I looked at them, my kids' cribs, and I said, I've got to go help myself. And you could do the same.
Okay. All right, Gigi.
Hi, I'm Gigi. I'm a grateful, happy, healthy, compulsive gambler. Teddy is my buddy. He's my friend. He's a mensch. He's a fabulous guy. Congratulations on 46 years. The most phenomenal thing that I've seen Teddy say and achieve is after 46 years, he told me, "I have never done the 12 steps." And he was just diagnosed with cancer. He had a kidney transplant, and he still is not gambling. He has abstinence, but he never did the 12 steps. So there was this 12-step meeting starting with so many men. And I said, "Please, please, can Teddy join?" And the men said, "No, there's 30 people in here. Teddy can't join." And I got mad. I started swearing and I started crying because that is not recovery. Of course, Teddy can join. So I went back to Steve H on our 10:30 meeting every day, Monday through Friday, who taught me to be happy because I was not happy when I came on here at all. And Denise remembers all I did was cry because they took my dopamine away, which happened to be gambling. And all I did was bawl. So I went to Steve. So Steve H says, "What? They won't let Teddy on the meeting? We're gonna start our own 12-step meeting. Afong, ghoul, blah blah blah." And I was still bawling and crying. And this is the most unbelievable thing. Teddy is in his 70s. Teddy is doing the 12 steps. Teddy is writing pages and pages about ego, about defiant, about abstinence, everything. And Teddy does pages and pages, and everybody else does a little paragraph. And Teddy, I am so proud of him, and everybody is so proud of him. And we've got a lot of people from our 10:30 meeting on here. And all I have to say is, Teddy, you are phenomenal. He's in it to win it. And you know what? He was scared. So he said, "I think I need to do these 12 steps," because guess what? The 12 steps take away fear, anxiety, depression, loneliness, and all this kind of stuff. So thank you, God, that Teddy's in my life, and congratulations. Thanks for letting me share back to for Teddy.
Thank you,
Yay!
Gigi.
Woo! I'm
Yeah,
excited.
absolutely, absolutely. What a winner. We're all winners. I'm glad to be a part of
Yay!
it.
Woo!
Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hi,
Hi.
thank you for sharing. I just want to say that Teddy's wonderful. He calls every single day. If he has any questions, he will call and say, "What does this word mean? Help me. Help me write this. Help me with this. Help me with that. I don't know what this means." And he comes on our step meeting, and he has no, he says maybe he's fearful, but he's not. He he will ask any questions. He don't care that he's been here for 40 years and I've been here for four. He'll still ask me any question he has, any help he needs. He'll say, I don't understand this. And he'll, you know, he'll ask us and we'll stay on the phone with him and help him. And he helps us and we help each other. And I love you, Teddy, and great share. And thanks for sharing your story.
I have to say that people like Dave J, who calls me every week, have helped me stay in this program 43 years. And there were so many who did the same that came before me that aren't here anymore. The friend of mine, Davis, just passed away a month ago. And he also was a big part of my becoming a GA member. So if we don't have people making calls, going to a lot of meetings and helping others, who's going to help them? So that's why I do what I do.
Now, thank you. Thank you, Ted. That is such a good answer. That is definitely friends helping friends. Okay. Hi, Saki.
Hi, Denise. How are you? Hi, Dan. Everyone behind the scenes. My name's Saki, compulsive gambler. My date of absence, August 24th, 1988. And Ted, I heard some of your story, brother. But I know the Dave J and the Dave S, and my condolences to both of you. Dave S was one of my mentors, and along with Dave J. And, you know, they don't make them like they used to. And I heard most of your share, and I respect people like yourself that have come before me and have paved the way for other people. And like Bilby in Florida and Arnie W. and the rest in Florida, they tell me to carry the torch, but someone had to catch it before. So thank you for your service, Ted, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, Saki. Okay, who's next? Who'd like to talk to a truly an experienced? All right, Darlene.
Hi, everyone. Darlene, compulsive gambler, January 1926. I just want to thank you, Ted, for your message today. I can relate to when I was about, you know, 11, even younger, when I played marbles. I could see my addiction now back then, you know. I had to have the shiniest marbles. I was very competitive. I had Cabbage Patch Kid cards, and I would steal the cards from the store because I wanted to get the best cards to trade. And it was so evident. So I could completely relate to the early beginnings of compulsiveness, obsessiveness with kind of like, I don't know how you, not gambling, but gambling, but I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, just obsessed with game, card games, marble games, whatever games they were. And 43 years is no easy feat, that's for sure. Thank you for sharing today. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
All right. Go ahead, Ted.
Hi. Darlene, George has his hand up.
Yes. Hi. And thank you for your share, Ted. I'm probably within a year or two of you age-wise. I, too, came in 1980. What I wanted to ask is, for a newer member, and probably for me, too, how can I tell myself that it's worth it to stick around every day and make it a lifetime project without overwhelming myself or overwhelming others? So if you could please share on the benefits of staying in the program, I would appreciate it. If not, I understand and we can go on. Thank you.
When I see a new member come into program, I tell them that it saved my life 45 years ago, and then my wife joined GA as well, and they should take one day at a time and go to as many meetings as possible, indoor and outdoor meetings. And I mentioned to them that you look at your family and you see the family that you have and you see that you need to protect them. And so you need to do the right thing for the sake of your family.
Thank you very much, Teddy. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Butler.
Let me pull over here. Hey, Robert G, compulsive gambler. I haven't placed a bet or lied about that. 17 years, 1 month and 1 week today. And I'm very grateful for this program, the men and the women in this program, who I refer to you all as my board of directors. And I have an incredible board. But I mean, I learned the hard way. If you're thinking about something you can't share with another member, you're clearly thinking about the wrong thing. And I know that for a fact. And as far as Smokey was talking about, you know, I'm 75 years old. The methods have changed, but the end result is exactly the same. Nobody has ever made anything from gambling, anything. I don't care if you were using a ticker tape or Morse code, you know? And it is completely out of control, but we're not. And as far as the steps are concerned, there's, you know, for the first couple of years, I didn't take the steps. I took the escalator, you know, and then I realized you got to work it. And I'm grateful that I worked it. But, you know, I'm still working it. There's no finish line. That's the bottom line. You did the steps, so what? You got to continually do the steps. And I know in my heart, for sure, that no compulsive gambler ever regains control. And caught off guard under the right circumstances, away we go. And that was me, because I came here in 1993, and there I was in China, in Macau, in 2009, and I said, God, look at these slot machines. And away I went, you know, so I had to start over in 2009. But I'm just incredibly grateful. That was a phenomenal share, by the way. And, you know, my kids are both through college, and they're really successful, and they know that they count. A beautiful man from New York at a convention in the 90s said, thanks to GA, my kids have a shot. And I repeat that all the time. Thanks to GA, my kids have a shot. And I was there for them, and they knew that they counted. You know, I gambled because I never knew that I counted. You know, when I grew up, I loved my mom and dad. But back then it was like, nobody ever asked me, what do I think or how do I feel? You know, if I was crying, we go up to your room. And when you're done crying, come down. You know, hey, Nat, what's wrong? But when I started gambling, I was heard. When I said, give me $500 on Penn State, they heard me crystal clear. And that made me a big shot. I was really heard. So these are all the things that I learned. God bless my sponsor. God bless the beautiful men and the women who I've known here since 1993. I say I came here in 1993 BC, which stands for before cell. And I'm here in 2026 AD, after digital. And I'll be back. Thanks for a great share.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, anybody else? All right. Well, let me say something.
Yes, I have a comment for my friend Ted.
Okay.
Wow. Just wow. Ted, I honor you, respect you, love you, and care about you, and you're doing unbelievable with all the stuff that you've been through. We talk about it all the time together, and what I feel is that you know, you're getting more positive with good orderly direction every day, and I'm loving you even more today with this. The spiel you just put on, the speaking you just did, the honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to change. And that's the open-mindedness and willingness where the acceptance that you have today about, you know, being who you are, what you are, and where you're going with your, you know, spiritual with God, and your mental and physical and emotional illness called gambling. But also, I love you so much. God bless you, and a wow to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Steve. I just want to say something to Ted. Hi, Ted. It's Ina. Hi. We're new friends, but I'm so happy to be here to support you in these years. And I understand what you're going through health wise. So, you know, keep going. And I also am doing the steps as an older person, and I find there's so much more to write, you know, when you do it a little later in life. So Keep at it. It's terrific. It really, this whole thing just keeps me going, you know, and I'm so glad to be here for you. That's all.
Thank you.
All right, Paul.
I'm Paul H. I am a compulsive gambler. I've gone on a GA for many years, and I understand my share should focus a bit on honoring Ted, who was a speaker, and learning from him, more importantly. I have 179 days. So briefly about me, I see some people here from the program. I see some people here that have done wonderful things and have counseled people in GA to help uplift them when they were suffering. And I know a couple of the people here that have done that, and I appreciate that. I'm beginning to get how to live life. My sponsor is really, really trying to get me not to react when I hear negativity around me, which is hard when you're living in the middle of Los Angeles. And I still do, and doing Uber driving, which I'm good at, which I'll be leaving at 2 or 2 or 5 to start that. But what I like about Ted is that he reminds me, I have a lot of East Coast New York family. 50 to 60% of them live there. And while they weren't addicts, there isn't much hugging in my family. There isn't a lot of ethics and spirituality. There is among certain people. And I myself failed to create a family, partly due to obsession, self-centeredness, and obsession to gamble, and always wanted to do the instant feel good. So Ted's remarkable story, he held on staying in, I think, Queens, New York, or Manhattan, as long as he could. And I believe, if I remember correctly, now he moved out to Florida to be near his kids, who can help look in on him, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's a wonderful thing. But I think New York City is an amazing city. LA is an amazing city. Thank you, Ted, for speaking. It's not easy to speak, and thank you very much. I'll be back.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Dan?
Yes, hi, Denise. Thank you so much for hosting today. Thank you, Tony, Claire, and everybody that's been Susie, and everybody that's helping keep the room safe. And we look like we're having a great, great meeting. So thank you. Wow, Ted, I'm really impressed. Very nice share. And the question I have for you is very simple, but kind of complicated. So if there was anything that you found out in your early recovery that you're having really difficult time overcoming, it's not necessarily you need to know what it was that you were trying to overcome, but more importantly, how did you do it?
Well, the biggest thing I had to overcome is that my family disappeared on me and my parents were never there for me. And I went to a therapist and he used to say my father was like a picture on the wall and he was a rolling stone, rolling money to me. And I said to myself, I'm not going to be that kind of parent. So I learned quickly how to be a parent, but not until I joined GA, because I was not a parent when I gambled. But when I got into GA program, and I went to meetings for like Dave J and Dave S and Joel K, these fellas taught me how to be a parent and how to be a GA member and not to be a chair in the room, okay? Be involved and be in service. Those are the things that I learned from others.
That's beautiful. And I'm going to continue on a little bit longer. So we know it's not today and it's tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to celebrate 46 years without a bet. It's just unbelievable. This, just to make 46 days sometimes, but 46 years. And very, very happy for that. So, and I know you're not, you know, your health is maybe needing a little help here and there, but you still made the time, you still made the effort to come here and be, to give back to the program, and not just here. And I hear that you do it many other places as well. And, you know, many of our members were very fortunate to have some time, but some of us, quite a few of us, is barely starting and we're failing and we're going back and we, you know, and we're coming back again and we are going back out again and back in again and back out again. And I did that for many, many, many years. If there's something that you could wisdom out of 45, 46 years tomorrow, and by the way, congratulations to that, what would it be? What would we tell the newcomer, the one that's struggling so much right now? What can we help him with?
I would tell him that you have to be a family member and you have to give the program one day at a time and to go to as many meetings as possible so that you can learn from like others have taught you. Because the people that came before me taught me quite a bit. Because I was a liar, I was a thief. I did everything wrong before I came into program. I stole from my family and I helped my business fall apart. And I decided that my family came first and they helped me turn around. But so did the people that came before me, that meetings that I went to, they all taught me something new. Today, even today, I'm still learning a lot more, especially since I didn't go to a step meeting years ago because I didn't believe in God. And even though I'm not healthy, I've learned how to believe in God to help me heal.
Can you talk a little bit about sponsorship and how important that is in your life and your program and for others?
Well, I know that when my wife and I joined the program, and because she joined the program, it helped me immensely. And sponsorship, you can't do that anything alone. In life, you can't be alone. You always have to have someone. Because if I didn't have a person like DJ, and if I didn't have guys like Steve H and Gigi and the other girls in our that I go to step meetings with, I wouldn't have the success I have today. But I know that hearing from Dave every week and hearing from other members that came before me every week is a lesson to be learned. Because I couldn't do it alone.
Absolutely right. Thank you so much for saying that and clarifying that for me. Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ted, again.
All right, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
I had to learn again. I'm a little distracted. Yeah. I am Susie, grateful, recovering, compulsive gambler, 18 years, 6 months, without a bet. I protect that date, and I am here to talk about Ted. I listen to Gigi. I listen to Gigi and the other people that have known you a long, long time. I do not know you a long, long time. I started going to different meetings, Five Towns and some others where you are. And I've had a bad time since yesterday, but Ted was there on the phone checking on me. He checks on me a lot, and I'm so glad to know him. And he's called me and wanted to know, with all the meetings he goes to and all the help he gives others, he's still working on himself. He still asks me what meetings I go to and I text him all the different meetings that I go to, and he's been coming. And so even with 46 years and all the health issues that he's been going through, I'm just so glad he keeps coming back, and he's still working it, still wants more meetings, different meetings. And every day is a school day, and, you know, I learned from him. And, you know, reaching out and using that telephone is so important. He uses it a lot, and he's listening, and he's reaching out to see how people are every single day. So I thank you for that, Ted. I'm glad to have met you. and I continue to be there no matter what. And thank you for being there for me. That's it.
You've been, Sue, you've been there for me as well. You've helped me in a lot of things that you don't even realize, and I thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, anybody else want to speak there too? Okay, Jean.
Dave has his hand up too.
Okay. Go ahead. I can't hear you, Jean. You
Sorry,
still
Jean.
need
I'm,
oh,
sorry, we have
there
some
we
controls
go.
in place. Sorry about that. You should be able to. Okay.
Oh. Okay, no problem. I'm Jean, the Dancing Machine, A320-23, a happy, grateful, lovable, caring, and loving, compulsive gambler in recovery for as long as I live. And like we said, we're never going to be cured of this disease. It is a disease. I learned that, that it is a disease, and it's in between the two. It's a disease, as Gigi says, between the two ears. And I don't remember the first. I was so happy, and I've said that on time before. I mean, I'm grateful for all the, people that are on our afternoon meeting. We call it the We Are Family meeting, and I started doing the phone list for that, and I do the phone list for a Zoom meeting. And it kept me to fill the void. And I started 8/3/23. That was my date. And I've kept that, and it's close to my heart. Like Steve says, you don't count the days, you count the miracles and blessings. And about the steps that Teddy is doing now, it's fantastic. I can do numbers, I do taxes, accounting, but it's hard for me to put paper or pen to paper. But I've learned I can do bullet points, and then I can expand on it. And the reason why I waited for the steps was that this procrastination, maybe the fear. But you know what? You write down whatever you, it's not a test or anything. And I've learned, that there's a self-help, self-care program. So each one of us in any room, everyone here, the most important person in the room, but that's where the Unity program comes in, because we have each other and we can give suggestions. I don't call it advice because I'm not a professional or whatever. So I've learned a lot from Teddy, and I remember the first day. I can't remember the date, but I do remember the first day Teddy came on. And I've been saying this in a meeting before, and that was one of the, like I said, we have a lot of people that come on and some people relapse, but that's, that happens, but they come back, and some people don't. And I've known some people since I've been in here that haven't come back, and I pray for them. I pray for every single one. I care for everyone. I try to be, I don't judge. And I follow page 17 to the best of my ability, which now is getting me ready for the steps, because I call that the foundation to the, the concrete to the stepping stones. But Teddy has been a big help to me. We speak almost every day. We had trouble getting in touch with each other because I mean, we're in Connecticut, above Danbury, New Fairfield, Connecticut. We had a storm that came through, and we didn't have power from 9:30, 4th of July, and we got it back. Not most times that we got it back yesterday afternoon. And Teddy was worried about me. And then I reached out, I gave him a call last night. Gigi says, give Teddy a call, even though it was 11 o'clock. I said, but I guess he was up. And he's been an inspiration, him doing those steps, even after 45 years. He lived by the program, and that's what we have to do. And I'm so grateful, Teddy, and I love you so much that it's good to hear you almost every single day. And I know you want me to, that fear, the procrastination, start writing to the best of, and I do this program to the best of my ability, but I have not gambled just for today, one day at a time, one day at a time, just for today. And now the miracles and blessings have started because I followed the page 17, and now I'll be doing the steps. And it's all, and I'm so inspired by Teddy, who said that if, I'm going to be 72. I gambled 3 years before I came into the program. So I was a late bloomer, but the disease hit me then.
for whatever the reasons were. But Teddy is an inspiration. He's an inspiration to all of us. And like I said, like Steve always says, people sometimes call it Steve's meeting, but it is, we are family meeting. And I've done the phone list since I've come into the program. It helped fill the void, which was one of the best things. And I don't miss time from, you know, doing my work on the computer like I did when I was gambling. You know, lost, you know, income doing that. But yeah, I'm so grateful for this program. I'm grateful to Teddy and Teddy. Marianne, my wife, and I love you. A lot of the people in the afternoon meeting know my wife by her name. And Steve nominated her as a saint for putting up with me for 40, it'll be 47 years. And she said, if I don't get help, which I already had, he said she wasn't going to leave. She would throw me out. I would have to leave. And I said, I already started the program, and you know, she forgave me. It was tough to forgive myself, but I have support from my family and this family and other meetings that I go to. And there's nothing like it. I'm grateful to God, my higher power. It starts with him, then me, then my family on the bottom left. There's a triangle, and me on my family, whether it's GA family, my family, on the right, and it closes the triangle, and all the materials that we have at our disposal. And that yellow book is, you know, some days I'd like to read the whole yellow book from, and we try to do that on a meeting, depending on how many people we have. We usually have quite a few people, but this is a great group here, and I'll be back on this meeting. And Teddy, I will hear you tomorrow when you're on our meeting, celebrating your actual 46 days. And that's, like Steve says, wow. And I love you. And one thing else that I say, it's a lifelong process. We can't be cured. You know, that's why I say happy compulsive gambler for as long as I live. I'll be cured when I'm no longer here. And right now, we've got only arrested, but the steps really do make life better. And, you know, like I said, I'm going to be 72, my wife's 70, and we want to enjoy our time and be stress, you know, stress-free. You're going to have bad moments. I do sometimes, but I've learned to deal with it.
Jean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we have somebody.
Yes. No problem.
All right. go ahead, Kevin.
All right. Kevin M., compulsive gambler. Thanks, Teddy, for sharing your story. Question for you. What do you think the most, or besides going to meetings, what do you think the most important work that you have done outside of meetings is that helped you to stop gambling and recover from this disease?
The most important thing that can be covered from this disease is my family. I've got 3 kids and 7 grandchildren, and through my illness, they have been my support. My kids have been my support from the day I came into the program. And people like Dave J, who taught me quite a bit, he doesn't take credit for it because he believes that GA is the most important thing in his life. And I feel the same way. And by feeling that way, it's helped me continue to do whatever I can to help others.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Let me say something. Oh, okay. Patricia.
Denise, it's so good to see you, hear your voice. Thank you, Ted. I just want to ask a question. You know, you've been clean so many years, and us, we have up and down, and we do get relapsed. What would be your best advice? Your temptation is just so high. In the late night, I do have a problem on that. Late night, you're alone. You know, this is an emotional disease. You're alone, and you know you feel want to go to casino so much. Instead of calling somebody late night, what helped you? Maybe you turned away, not going near there. Thank you.
Well, I've learned to read the yellow book, and I'm even reading the blue book today. And the yellow book on page 17 is what I admire. You know, I believe in the GA program has taught me how to be honest and change the person that I was when I gambled and the people that came before me. And if there's not somebody that would come before you, then how would you learn? So I follow in their footsteps.
Right.
Denise,
Quiet.
Dave J had his hand up.
Are you still there? But you still talking? Wait a minute.
George,
But
okay.
you still talking, Ted?
No, but I know that Dave J had his hand up to call on him.
Oh, okay. You go on the double dip, George, but go ahead.
I'm going to pass on double dipping, okay?
Go ahead, George. It's fine.
All right. I just wanted to say, I wanted to thank Denise for running a meeting with 45 people. It was almost impossible sometimes. And I just want to say thank you without making it sound phony. Thank you, Denise, and thank you for the four people that are backing you up. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Georgie.
Denise, can I say something?
You sure can, David.
I'm Dave J. I said it before, I haven't gambled in 49 years, 6 months, and 8 days, and I still have a strong desire not to gamble. Now, everybody was asking Teddy before about what you tell new people when they come in the program. I've been on the Long Island hotline for over 45 years. I don't care if you're 15, 30, or 70. The first thing I tell everybody that calls on the hotline is it's time to grow up. I came to Gamblers Anonymous. I was 39 years old. I was 16 when I thought was when I walked in. I gave away 23 years of my life because I never grew up. Three divorces, my two sons taken away from me, jail twice. My father died not talking to me. I never missed one day of gambling. Last thing I want to say is I never talk about money. Money wasn't my problem. Gambling was my problem. I had to shovel shit in the street and make money. I can't get back those 23 years and the people I hurt. The most important person in this room today is me. I want everybody to understand what I mean when I say that. Everybody in this room should be the most important person in this room and take care of yourselves. Learn what a good life is. I know Teddy for all the years in GA, and everybody says such nice things about him. Then I start to think, is that the Teddy I know? It is. It really was. I love him. He's a great friend and a great GA member. Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice. Did it make you blush, Ted? Okay, family. Oh, did everybody say what they wanted to say? Congratulations, Ted. That is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Now, as far as the steps go, to me, I consider the steps my humanity. Because I had no feelings. I absolutely hated everybody. I could not, like you said, I cheated, I stole from family members to the point where they didn't even let me in their house. But today, they trust me. I walk the walk. I would tell them, well, I don't steal no more. And they didn't want to hear that. And the steps helped me understand that. The steps helped me get my humanity back. Each step for me was like a stepping stone in growing up. because I wasn't raised properly. Each step for me was a step of how to behave, how to act, how to behave in society, because I never had that. I wasn't raised. I wasn't taught. So yeah, the steps for me is my humanity, and that's in my recovery. It helped me live. It helped me understand what maturity meant. It helped me understand how to act toward people, because I used to argue with people. I used to say, you're going to do what I say. Now I understand that if I want something done, I have to come to them the way I want them to come to me. A gentle hand is a lot easier than a fist. And that's what I learned from the steps. You know, stress is an everyday thing, but it's how you handle it. You know, I don't worry about things I can't control. I don't worry about money. I don't worry about bills, because they're going to get paid one way or the other. Or if it doesn't, then it doesn't. That's life. This is reality today. This is real life. There's no do-overs today. If it happens, it happens. You can't go back and undo it. That's me. But I heard everything you said. I heard everything you said. And it makes so much sense, because like you, I took me a while to understand how to change my inside. I had to go down in my core, get in touch with my young child. I had to talk to my young child. And I had to tell her, I'm going to protect you. You no longer need to hide, because I'm going to protect you. Anyway, thank you. Okay, anybody else want to share? Are we there at that point? All righty then. Dan, is there any message?